Hello, and welcome to the 15th Patterns of Poetry talk. This is Julian Gerdam from the English Department of St. Columba's College in Dublin in Ireland. Look at our blog, sccenglish.ie, for more. Many thanks to all who voted for us in the International EduBlog Awards and made us runner-up last night in the Best Educational Use of Audio category for these short podcasts. If you're new here, just to say that this is a long-term project. While this is the last talk of this year, there will be plenty more next. It seems appropriate for this talk, the 15th, to look at a Christmas poem. And I'll be using Patrick Kavanagh's work, A Christmas Childhood, to look at the literary device hyperbole. This is a figure of speech when you deliberately use exaggeration for effect. We use it instinctively all the time in ordinary speech. I was so embarrassed I nearly died. In Kavanagh's poetry, the ordinary is often elevated into the extraordinary. In, for instance, his poem Canal Bank Walk, an ordinary lock in the Grand Canal in Dublin roars Niagarously, like Niagara Falls. On the bank of the canal is a Parnassian island, named after Parnassus, the mountain in ancient Greece where the Muses lived. In his poem Shanko Duff, the subject of the fourth of these audio boos on personification, modest hills in County Monaghan become the Alps, and his own Black Hill, the Matterhorn. In a poem well worth reading at this time of the year, called Advent, he searches for the kind of wonder he, and indeed we all, had in childhood. And the poem A Christmas Childhood starts in this sense of ecstatic innocence. One side of the potato pits was white with frost. How wonderful, how wonderful. And when we put our ears to the paling post, the music that came out was magical. So a very unpromising subject for beauty, a potato pit becomes wonderful, and the sound from the wires on the fence is magical music. In the words of his sonnet, The Hospital, nothing whatever is by love debarred, the common and banal her heat can know. The second part of A Christmas Childhood, from stanza 5 onwards, uses hyperbole extensively. In these stanzas, Kavanagh recreates the childhood sense of wonder, where everything seems extraordinary, in one of the most vivid recreations of this season in poetry. His father played the melodeon, and there were stars in the morning east, and they danced to his music. His mother milked the cows, and this was also music. The light of her stable lamp was a star, and the frost of Bethlehem made it twinkle. Later, the boy looks and sees how three whin bushes rode across the horizon, the three wise kings. For the boy at the time, of course, this was not hyperbole, but the adult poet uses these hyperbolic phrases to convey the fevered excitement and imagination of the six-year-old. Everything is heightened, everything is extraordinary. So that's me signing off with the last Patterns of Poetry talk for 2010. Join us again in 2011, and for the moment, without hyperbole, have a wonderful Christmas.